Sandy, what is he? Is he a reincarnation?
Kind of. He's funk. He's funking out.
Yeah.
Never a bad time for that, by the way.
Oh man. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us, Sandy Williams, using the verbiage funking out.
Funking.
I said funking out.
Okay.
I know.
There's an N in that word.
I know.
You gotta hit the dump button, guys.
No. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number. It's Friday. That means Friday's with Sandy Williams. And, you know, he's a co-host, and you guys can join us. Before we go to the phone lines, we initially started talking about the John Birch Society. And the Republican Party is in a tough situation, Sandy, that they may not, the people who really understand it, the political giants who've been around a long time, the moderates in the Republican Party, know that they're at a point right now. I was listening to Mitch McConnell on yesterday as he was saying he believes now that the Republicans won't retake the Senate because of the horrible candidates that Donald Trump put up, right? He didn't say that the Republican Party put up. Donald Trump.
Well, I think that the people who are old-time politicians understand that Donald Trump has got a gun to the head of the Republican Party, and he's basically saying, "Would you want power, or are you going to stick to your principles?" And unfortunately, almost all of the politicians, including Mitch McConnell, when push comes to shove, choose power over principles. And I think that that's a sorry thing, because people have a lot of trouble figuring out what Donald Trump's principles are, but they are very attuned to and in line with him as essentially a personality cult leader, and that is what's taken control of the Republican Party, at least in terms of the ability to choose primary candidates and who wins and who loses. Donald Trump has a pretty good record on that. So, you know, his candidates are going to reflect that sort of cult following. And the question is, can those people get elected in statewide elections? And we'll find out. And I'm sure Mitch McConnell's worried about that. But I'm sure he's also at least as worried about what will happen to the Republican Party in 2024 when Donald Trump runs for the nomination, if he doesn't get it. Because they all understand that Donald Trump has the probable tendency to run off with his following and run for president as an independent, which would destroy the Republican Party. So he's got a gun to their head, and I'm sure they are frightened about the prospect of not giving him the nomination if he runs for it.
Let's go to CJ. Good morning, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl and Sandy.
Hey, listen. Don't go to the Democrats. We're talking about the Republican Party. So go ahead.
Well, I love hearing Democrats try to describe or tell us what conservatives
believe. We're not blind. We're not blind or deaf. We can hear and see.
CJ, I'm interested. We're obviously interested in hearing what you think. And that's an important discourse. So what is your purpose in calling? Now, I did want to correct one thing, though. In the last time you and I talked, you suggested that the Attorney General Holder was held in contempt by a court. He wasn't. It was by the Republican Congress. And I did have a question for you that I wanted to ask. I thought of it on the ride on the way out here, which is, you obviously are skeptical about the integrity of the IRS because of, for instance, Ms. Lerner's approach to potentially politicizing the granting of 501c3 status back in 2013. And And you're concerned about the politicization of the FBI because of maybe that correspondence between Stoltz and his girlfriend, which suggested that they were Hillary Clinton supporters, and they were involved in the investigation of the Russian connection for Trump. So that made you skeptical about them. Are you skeptical about the military-industrial complex? Because, you know, we found out over the years, your years and mine, about Vietnam and the untruths we heard there. We found out about the foolishness of staying in Afghanistan for 20 years. We found out about the lack of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And we've spent all these hundreds of billions of dollars. And are you as disillusioned about the integrity of the information that you're getting on that side as you are about the FBI and the IRS?
Well, I'm skeptical of the timing of this raid, but really, I had to call.
Well, no, wait, CJ,
let me explain. No. You asked why I called. Let me just quickly explain.
You just ignored the questions he asked.
Well, I do think, CJ, it's fair for us.
I'm skeptical of all of it.
Well,
I'm skeptical of both sides.
Okay,
both parties.
But are you skeptical about the for instance, the military-industrial complex? Because you've seemed to adopted kind of hook, line, and sinker. I'm not sure that it's a Donald Trump position, but the notion that it was correct for the the visit to Taiwan that occurred, you seem to be totally in support of the speaker's visit to Taiwan, and that the proper position of the United States with respect to Taiwan is that we should be supporting them wholeheartedly and providing them with arms and maybe military support.
Well, Fanny, I'm a Ronald Reagan, peace through strength, and trust but verify, okay? And, you know, really, I had to call because when you guys were talking, I heard you talk about William F. Buckley. Most of my positions are based off a libertarian conservative methodology.
Yeah, okay.
I used to love watch Crossfire, Robert Novak kick Press's butt. Yes, Bill Novak kicked Bill Press's butt on Crossfire. But I want accountability. That's my belief, whether it's the Trump family or the Biden family. I want to know the truth. And I don't think we're getting the truth about either. So, but this timing, see, the mere fact, you know, we're in a less safe world. We're in a less prosperous world. And this is a distraction from the failures of this administration.
Well, CJ, I think you're onto something because I think one of the problems we have right now in U.S. society is that everybody has become skeptical and cynical about the government. You have a skepticism and cynicism about it from your angle, and I think the progressives have a skepticism and cynicism about it from their angle, and that it hasn't delivered enough to them. But
they don't want to know both sides, though, Sandy.
That's not fair.
You don't want to know the other side.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Sure.
Senator Johnson is running against Mandela Barnes, and I heard a Marquette University pollster say as people get to know Mandela Barnes, are you aware that he believes in defund the police abolish?
See, Sandy, this is why I have a hard time giving. The amount of time to CJ that I do. Because he changes the subject from the things we're talking about.
Well, CJ, I think the press, here's what I know. I know that, yes, Mandela Barnes gave voice to that position during the Black Lives Matter movement. I also know that during this campaign, he has backed off from that position and stated something different. Now, wait, is that funny? Because Donald Trump, has taken every position on every issue.
You never see Black Lives Matter anymore, Sandy. You never see them every weekend in Chicago when hundreds of people are shot, and usually it's young black men, and you never hear from Black Lives Matter anymore because they're sitting in their pool.
So let me say this to you, man, because you don't hear from Black Lives Matter. Because we're hearing from the Republican Party right now about defund the FBI. So don't hide.
That's an excuse so you don't hear Black Lives Matter anymore.
So don't turn it around.
Black Lives.
So don't turn it around, CJ.
I don't even understand, CJ.
I know it's just a waste of time.
Well, I know, speaking facts though.
Well, disillusion. Why don't you guys get disillusioned about your own party once?
Well, are you disillusioned?
This isn't about Donald Trump anymore. This is 2022, and we're less prosperous, and we're less safe around the world and in our own cities that are run by Democrats.
Well, CJ.
This is why it's hard to have a conversation with CJ.
It is.
What point am I making that isn't true, Earl?
So turn him off because I can't take him anymore.
Well, I think, wow, the coincidence of Democratic control of cities is really just the nature of the political world today, which is that cities.
How about the district attorney, Sandy? They walk away from these criminals 41 times. That guy in New York.
Hey, CJ. You know, I don't want to waste any more time.
I love your
CJ.
Show, Earl.
Listen, I don't want to waste any more time with CJ. Thank you very much for the call, Sandy. You try. Well, you try, right? I try.
Well, I mean, it's hard to have a discourse when all you do is jump from one subject fact to another, and the facts are factoids, meaning they're plucked from there's a whole plethora of facts, and if you only pick a factoid here and a factoid there and lay that on the table as if it's dispositive of all issues, that's not a discussion. So I'm afraid that's what to be honest with you, I think it's a good object lesson, our conversation with CJ, because I do think the sides ought to be able to talk.
Sandy, hang on. We've got to go to a break. Tom, I see you. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.